multi-award winning illusionist and mentalist, Kath Jamison.
Yay!
Hello! I have a beard!
Puff of smoke, and here you are. You are so well known in our community, and rightly so, because you're you're a lovely person.
I'll stop
and,
it.
And two,
wait a minute, I'll just get that $100.
Oh, great, thanks. Drinks on me after work. Give us a background on when did all this come from? You know, like the whole illusion
thing.
When
did the magic begin?
When did it start? Well, I was born, and that was
magic.
It's like, well, I started when I was 5 years old. I got a magic kit when I was a kid, and actually in the show I talk about the boy's book of conjuring I got when I was a kid as well, one of my first books. So my sister's got the girl's book of knitting, girl's book of horse riding. But how cool is that? I got the boy's book of conjuring, so I was really excited with that. I had tricks when I was a kid, and then I went to magic school, and look at me now.
Right.
So I've had a journey. I've been on TV. I did Stars Come Out. That was a great thing to do way back when for the Mardi Gras Festival at the State Theatre. I've even been a DJ here at Joy when it started way back over at South Melbourne.
Right, okay.
So, that didn't nothing to do with magic, really, was it? It was just I went that way with the conversation.
But, to stay true to what you enjoyed as a little kid is quite unique.
Yeah.
And a bit scary financially as well.
Yeah. it's fine. You've got to be flexible with all your work. You know, like this morning I was doing a kids' party, whereas the other night I was doing a gig for an accounting firm. God forbid, it was at the Athenaeum Club.
Right.
And then a few days later, the Liberal Party in Margaret Court, and I'm going, don't know if I'll tell anyone. Oh, I've just told people, haven't I? it's all about being flexible, and I also have the Australian School of Magic as well, where I teach kids and pass on the passion that I have
for
magic. Yeah, that's going to be at Gasworks.
Yeah. down at Gasworks.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, great place.
Corporate world, you're getting a fair bit of work there nowadays?
Yep, absolutely. So I travel around Australia performing and absolutely enjoy it. Yeah, you name it, I'll be somewhere from Crown Casino Palladium to your lounge room.
Yeah.
Next week.
Next week.
For your surprise birthday.
It's not my birthday. So,
I knew that.
You know, like, how do you keep on reinventing yourself in this world? Because, you know, like, the world is moving so fast these days. You know, like, how does somebody like you keep it relevant?
I think it's being true to what I love doing, and look, the show and myself, anytime I'm performing, it's all about me on stage. That sounds egotistical. It's like a reflection of me. So, you know, there's this childlike behaviour where I'm, you know, playful and cheeky, and then I like all the serious mind reading, and you know, I'm a quite a deep person at the same time, so I love all that other side of, you know, the psychological things of deception and everything. So, you know, and for this show, Conjure Woman at the Melbourne Magic Festival, I've got a director in Carol Pacciullo, who is part of it. She's been on TV, a great actress who's been around, trip du jour, and she's fantastic. And so it's really good as a solo artist to bounce off someone as well.
Yep.
And so, you know, all these things I really wanted to, you know, that I played with as a kid, like a sheet, but I can't tell you anymore.
Well, that's the problem, is that, having a conversation with you, what you do, you just have to stop all the time because you can't give your trade secrets away, can you?
Nah.
so end of conversation.
Can I try one on one of you?
Sure.
Is that all right?
Sure.
Hold on. Which one do you... Shall
give
I...
Brendan.
Oh, okay, you do it. No, you do it.
Brendan.
All right. All right, this is a mind reading thing. I'm going to get into your mind.
Okay. I'll do it. There's not much going on up there, but we'll
that's
give it
true.
A try.
Brendan.
Yes.
I wrote a word early on this notepad. Do you know the word I wrote?
No.
And looking at the pad, it says no.
It says no, David.
Wait on. I'll get it. Hold on. I'm going to write something.
That's funny.
That is
hold on. You can tell the listeners what I'm doing. I'm actually writing down his name.
Yep.
Onto a pad. Yes. All right. You've got to be, you know, descriptive when you're on a,
you do.
On a small pad. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to write something that just relates to you, Brendan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I reckon this will be good. This will be great. Okay. Hold on. Now, looking in my eyes.
Yes.
Looking in my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Looking.
For some reason, I got Little Britain in my head. Okay. Get that out of your head. Right. Can you say a two-digit number?
23. Yes.
You're not the guy I saw earlier. Must have been you. No. Oh. No, is there a reason why I said 23?
I have no idea.
Huh. I do, because if David can say what's on the pad...
Oh, my God.
It says...
23.
Brendan will say 23. There you go.
What?
Yeah, I'll sign it. I'm going to kiss it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That
so for listeners at home, there was a 2 and a 3 on that piece of paper. That was incredible.
And they did not talk beforehand.
So no, we didn't set anything up.
It wasn't set up.
I've got another... Because
the look on your face to begin with, I thought to myself, it's not
working.
Number. It's not the number, which is obviously all the setup that you do.
I'm a big kid. I'm a big kid with all this sort of stuff. Did you want me to try something with you? Have we got time? I don't know. I could go on for hours.
Yeah, we've got time.
You're on until 12 tonight, aren't you? Okay. This might be interesting. It might work. It might not. So I've got another, you know, the pad here.
A pad,
and
yes.
I've got all these songs. You've got Madonna. I thought it was really, really relevant. So I wrote down all these songs that, you know, I love. Yeah. Good. He's got a good smile on his face. The guy behind the thing. Rolling Stones, Mariah Carey, you can say some.
Yep.
Kim Carnes, Marvin Gaye, Lionel Richie, Kate Sobrano, we love her. Mm-hmm. What I want you to do, David, is take the pad, put your hand on top.
On top.
Oh, that's it.
I'm ruining the place.
Yep.
I moved that. All right, put it in your hands like this.
Oh, like, yep.
Yeah, that's good. Now, just look in my eyes and just riffle to around about the middle. Yeah. And just lift up and see it and put it down again. Okay. And just remember that name of that singer. Just remember that name. I don't know. I'm getting not Aretha Franklin. I'm getting something. But is it Marvin Gaye, which I think is appropriate?
It was.
Marvin Gaye.
Who was Marvin Gaye?
And just think of the song now.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, stop it. Let's get it on. Is that the song?
I can't remember what the song was.
Yeah, all right.
I've put it out. I only looked at the artist. Could you see the
all
right.
artist?
Yeah. How do you do that?
Really well.
that's funny. So
thank you.
How do you find, you know, like I said, reinventing yourself, but, you know, like, do you go to international conferences to see what other people are doing overseas?
Yes, For years I would go to magic conventions and we'd all be around going to little secret rooms and learning about stuff, or you'd be up late drinking and going to sleep at the next lecture or something the next day. But actually the bar is where you learn the most. It's good the secrets come out.
Yeah.
I'm always reading books. I'm always looking at lectures. Constant of research and learning, and especially with the mentalist stuff, which is like psychological entertainment, it's all a way of, I don't know, just making sure your craft is well tuned and all that. But yeah.
Now we've got so much more to talk with Kath about. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. We're having a magical time in the studio.
Oh,
David,
boom, boom.
Brendan and Neil with you. Now we've got Kath Jamison in here. We're talking magic and illusions and all of the mind tricks that you can imagine. But Kath, let's talk a little bit about the actual festival itself. It is the Melbourne Magic Festival. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your history with it.
I've been doing shows for the last 5 years, part of the festival. I love the festival. It's like a small community. You know, you haven't got over 900 shows. I do Adelaide Fringe a lot, and it's like over 900 shows, whereas here you've got quite a lot, but not that many. So, I've been doing shows. I Know What You're Thinking was a show, In Two Minds, and now Conjure Woman for this show. And it's great because you're networking and you're meeting, and it's good for the young people and the oldies.
So how many people would often perform, you know, like at the festival? Hundreds or what?
Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think how many shows are in there, but there's probably about 60 shows, right, 70, okay. maybe 100, let's say 100. Let's yep. put 100 on it.
Yeah.
We hear any more, we'll get the call in. But look, there's enough. There's something for everybody. That's what I love about the show.
And all standards. You know, like
all standards. All
new
standards,
people starting yes. in the trade to the veterans like yourself.
Absolutely. Like there's some great overseas acts that come over and they do their shows, but they also lecture as well.
Fantastic.
So you don't get that very often. Like there was a guy called John Archer last year, and he's the guy that, I don't know if you watch Foolus, he's one of the guys that actually fooled Penn and Teller, and it's a show where you go on and you try and fool Penn and Teller, and then he was taken over to Las Vegas to do a show, and you know, people like that. So you have some amazing acts come over. So there's such a variety, and it's such an exciting space as well for 2 weeks.
And Kath, do you know, these skills that you learn over your career in magic, like, you know, I'm sure it takes a long time to get those skills. Do you have people coming up to you and saying, you know, I'm starting out as a magician or an illusionist or whatever it may be?
Yes.
And, you know, asking for you for tips or for a bit of guidance?
Absolutely. I also have the Australian Academy of Magic as well. So that's for the older kids and people. I've actually got a couple of mentors who say, well, they see me as a mentor. And come up and go, oh, well, you know, can you help me along with my shows? And which is great. You know, I like passing on what I've learned because you forget how much experience you have had, I've been doing this for over 29 years, so quite a long time to, you know, learn. But not just, you know, like I went to theatre school full time for the John Bolton Theatre School and that was... you know, every day learning your craft as well. So I love bringing, like I play over 30 instruments, for example. So I love bringing in all these different other art forms as well and getting inspired by that too.
Right. So give us a breakdown of what your show at the Melbourne Magic Show is all about this year.
Oh, it's about you.
Oh.
Yes,
it's
actually, you know, I started talking about how it's women's intuition, but it's more about your own intuition as well. So everyone's getting sort of brought into the show. You know, you're all going to be connected in some way. It's also a show about connection, a connection with your ancestors, connection with, you know, your first love. But it's, you know, it's fun as well. Again, it's that cheekiness and the playfulness. It's dealing with coincidence and chance and, you know, a hunch and your gut feeling and all that sort of thing.
Do you get it wrong sometimes, or you know what you're doing so well that you pretty much get it right most times?
Pretty much get it right. Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's a couple of moments where, you know, you might not read somebody.
Yep.
For example, at a corporate show, I did get someone up that I thought was not drunk at all. And then as soon as they're in front of everyone, oh boy. Or the guy that I had to put, I did this big corporate show where I had this head chopper situation going on. And it was for the private hospitals, doctors around Australia. And I got this guy up, but he couldn't bend down because I needed him bend over to go into the stocks, the head stocks. And it's like, oh, no, he had a bad back. Send him back. But that's my thing. You know, I'm good at improvising as well, you know.
Which I'm sure you have.
Working on the fly of what's happening.
And I think with a lot of the corporate shows, you would get people trying to be a bit smart-assy and try to defame you a bit, do you?
Well, I'll never forget. It was actually at Palladium at Crown. It was a big bankers event. And this guy was getting up, you know, he's trying to be cheeky. And I'm like, yeah, look to the front, I'm the star of the show, that sort of thing. Getting a bit dominatrix there. Anyway, but he still played up. And then, you know, I just knew what was coming and it was that head chopper. And I just went, revealed it. In he went and that shut him up and everyone laughed. it was great. But, I'm just a big kid. And this show's for, you know, everyone. It is 15 plus up, you know, so if you've got teenagers who would like to come to the show, absolutely, please come.
Yeah.
But I just love connecting with people and you know, even if I'm talking to one person, I'll be looking at other people during the show as well. You know, I'm always observing. And that's my what I'm about these days.
Anyway. And that's being smart as well. You know, it's called reading your audience, isn't it? Yeah.
I've read you both already. And Neil, well, he's the quiet one, isn't he? Look at him. He's got a great smile.
Is that a muscle you need to flex, you know, constantly, though, you know, to keep that... so to speak.
She looked a bit shocked.
But no, you know, that connection with an audience, is that something you do have to do
if I'm walking down the street from the car to here, you know, I'll be looking at people as well. You know, it all started, I remember when I was a kid going to the airport and just looking at people coming in from places and then going... where are they coming from? Where are they going? All that sort of thing.
You're a voyeur.
Stop it. I know.
All right. But, so you're part of the Melbourne Magic Show. And you're
festival? A festival, David.
A festival. And it's at Northcote Town Hall.
That's right.
And you're on it in the studio too.
That's right.
And the 7th, 8th and 9th of July.
Well, you could be a mind reader too. This is incredible.
I know.
This is freaking me out, David. It's all about everybody and myself. And, you know, let's hold hands and really connect here. called Conjure Woman. So the show's called Conjure Woman.
Yes.
It is 6:45, but the good thing is you could come into the show and then go down to High Street and have a meal.
Yep, brilliant. Brilliant. Kath, thank you so much for coming in. And you are so well known in our community. We love you so much.
Thanks, David. Thanks, wonderful. Brennan. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks very much. Thanks for coming in. You're on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance. Of what should be, it's a kind of magic.
Joy.